WCBS 880 will cease operations on Monday. It has been an honor to deliver your news, weather, and traffic, and to be a part of your lives for nearly six decades. Beginning Monday, we invite you to turn to 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. You give us 22 minutes. We'll give you the world.
When you need to know why, when it matters most. This is WCBS 880 News. Listening to WCBS 880 Magazine.
So we've seen a couple of articles recently that jorts, jeans cut off just above the knees, have become hip again this summer. Well, after seeing that, we just had to check in with Dr. Fashion, Andrew Bernstein, Associate Professor of Fashion Marketing and Management at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida. Dr. Fashion, good to talk to you again. Is this true? Are jorts actually in now?
Guess what, Michael? Shorts are here, and they're probably here to stay.
Really?
I mean, we're going from uncool to trendy. And shorts were once considered unfashionable and associated with a dad style. Remember those sort of dad jeans back in the 60s and 70s?
Right.
Kind of the aesthetic and having made a surprising comeback this summer. The styles evolved from a symbol of tackiness, okay, to embodiment of the carefree Brat summer movement. Remember that Brat summer movement that everybody was kind of doing this last year or so? And they're gaining traction on runways, pop culture, social media, couture, ready to wear, everybody, guys, girls, unisex. It's all about this kind of trend. And, you know, we can rhyme it. We can say shorts. We can say jorts. Some people say snorts. Whatever you want to say, jeans are back, but they are shorter. You know, one or two things, Michael, is really interesting. And thinking about this, one of the reasons that they're so popular, you know, jeans are denim, they're kind of sturdy. But guess what? Unlike pants and trousers and culottes, certainly for a woman and a guy, you can stick your cell phone in the back and you don't have to worry about falling it off and you can find it. And that's certainly a great trend for people carrying their phones and having pockets. So that's one of the big things that we see. Also, sustainability is so important as well.
Why? I mean, I guess you mentioned one thing, you know, not the better pocket to keep your phone in. But why do you think they're back? What brought them back?
Well, I think one of the reasons for a big comeback is really the reemergence of Y2K. Remember that?
Sure.
The trend was particularly popular among Gen Z. Remember Gen Z, Gen Airs, they're really leading this trend for fashion, social media. And they are embracing the nostalgia of the early 2000s, 1990s, including low-rise jeans and other denim staples like jorts. So they're the ones making it popular. Remember, they're easy to get into and whatever. And remember, too, Michael, everybody with those stonewashed jeans, and you see maybe even your kids with the jeans with all the cuts and holes.
Sure.
You know what a lot of people are doing now? They're just taking the scissors, cutting off that lower leg, and guess what you have?
Shorts. I was going to ask you, is it okay to do that, or do you have to stick with the...
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
Oh, boy. It's Wayne Cabot as we say goodbye. This is it. We're just minutes away. And I want to take these last few minutes to be quiet, which is something Paul Murnane has wished for a very long time. Paul, you will get your wish for the next few minutes as I play the sounds of WCBS through the years. You ready? 1960s, the headline sound. CBS Network Alert. 1970s, the chopper. WCBS Bulletin. WCBS Special. News 88 Business. News 88 Update. Here's everyone's favorite. We never should have stopped playing these. We should have kept paying Steve Carman as much as he wanted. everyone remembers and loves. News is from the guy who composed so many great themes. We'll start with the real big one. Yeah, he was the guy behind I Love New York. When you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Sooner or later, you'll own Generals. Trust the Midas touch. And have you ever heard the jingle, Nationwide is on your side? And here's what my friend, Steve Carman, did for us. 1979.
News is WCBS New York.
Sports is
WCBS New York.
Where it's at and where it's gonna be is
WCBS New York.
No matter where the news is made, we're here to tell it best.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York. All news, war news, day and night, around the clock, it's your news. You get it all when you set your dial to All News 88.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
1989. This one didn't last very long. Headlines. Traffic. WCBS News Time, 3:15, time for News 88 Sports. And the big sports story today involves Kevin McReynolds, who has extended his lease at Shea Stadium in a very big way. Howard Cannon has more about that.
It was supposed to be Kevin McReynolds' day, a three-year contract.
Now the 90s, more than just the headlines. Traffic. The headlines approaching CBS News on the hour.
WCBS News 88, more than just the headlines. WCBS News Radio 88.
CBS News, I'm Mike
Pulsifer. More than just the headlines. WCBS.
The 2000s.
News, traffic, and weather for New Jersey and Connecticut. We are News Radio, WCBS 880.
Big theme music at the top of the hour. This just in. Network rejoin.
Live from the CBS Hudson Square Broadcast Center in Manhattan, we are News Radio, WCBS HD and WCBS FM HD2, New York. This just in to the WCBS newsroom.
Now, CBS top of the hour, 60s to today.
This program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
The Chirp. CBS Radio Special Report. CBS Radio Sports.
Mm-hmm.
This is Wynn Elliott for CBS Radio Sports Central USA. Every referee signal on a playing field has a special meaning, and now on CBS Radio, we've got a new set of signals that means great listening on this station. Our sports signature sounds like this. It means My Sports Central USA.
This is Douglas Edwards. CBS News on the Hour is the sound of news in the making, and this sound introduces our comprehensive news coverage. Distinctively CBS Radio, signaling CBS News. Listen for the signature. And you'll be listening to CBS News on CBS Radio, where what you want to know comes first.
Good morning. This is Steve Porter welcoming you to WCBS News Radio 88.
Good morning. This is Charles Osgood, News Radio 88.
Tune to the best news source around, WCBS News Radio 88. Local and regional developments coming right up. This is Bill Fahim. It's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock.
34 degrees, the winds east-southeast at 10 to 18 miles per hour.
You know him, don't you? That's Bob Harris.
Do you know me? Many people in the West Village.
News 88 WCBS in New York, 27th of November, a Monday, 36 degrees, 5:30.
The news on us, headlines. A lot of snow on us today, season's first snarled traffic.
Four tones will follow. The final loudest one marks the exact time.
We've been marking time for a lifetime, and now it's over.
It's midnight.
The power of that amazing signal there, 50,000 watts pulsating out, will continue as these names go away. We take these last minutes to celebrate our relationship, yours and mine, and Paul's, and Bridget's, and Michael and Steve and Tanya and Levon and on to Pats, Parson, Farnack, Carol, Jeff Kaplan, Deborah Rodriguez, Gary Moore, Ben Farnsworth, Jim Donnelly, Lou Adler, Charles Osgood, Steve Porter, Harvey Hauptman, Rita Sands, Tom Franklin, Bill Fahim, Bob Glenn, John Wydra, Palmer Payne, Alan Shaw, Ralph Howard, Greg Baker, Bob Gibson, Jack Welby, Harley Carnes, Therese Crowley, Vicki Allen, John Metaxas, Jim Taylor, John Miller, John Lesher, Joe Avalar, Anita Bonita, Kathy Carpin, B.J. Fennell, I remember you, B.J., Mitch Levy, nicest guy in the world, Mike Sugarman, Janice Wright, Steve Knight, Karen Regal, Mary Alice Williams, Ed Crane, Maria Garcia, Cameron Swayze, Bud Mishkin, Suzanne Colucci, Ashok Bala, Bill Whitney, Dick Reeves, Rich Lamb, Peter Haskell, Marla Diamond, Sean Adams, Fran Schneido, Alex Silverman, Ellen Mitchell, Sophia Hall, Mac Rosenberg, Mike Zirinex, Bob Vosberg, Jeff Grant, Lisa Fantino, Frank Cipolla, Doug Spiro, Darlene Pomales, Linda Zoman, Steve Malavay, Mike Smeltz, Sean Colford, a.k.a. Michael Cole, Catherine Chaffee, Bob Brown, Eric Scott, Gordon Deal, Kelly Waldron, Dimascendio, Jerry Nachman, Jane Tillman Irving, Mary Gay Taylor, Fred Fishkin, Walt Wheeler, Ed Bradley, Tim Scheld, and the renowned reporters for whom awards are named and still handed out, Art Athens, Steve Flanders, Edward R. Murrow, Lou Timelot, Tom Salat, Terry Raskin, Joe Nolan, Chris Majet, Jim Feldman, Andre Farrow, Tom O'Hanlon, Russ Meyer, Lori Jordan, Lou Adams, Debbie Mazzella, Neil Bush, Tom Kaminsky, Dr. Just Plain Bob Harris, Norm MacDonald, Bill Corbell, Gordon Barnes, Todd Glickman, Craig Allen, Brad Heller, Jared Max, Gordon Damer, Kevin Burkhart, Kevin Connors, Bill Daughtry, Bill Schweitzer, Rich Ackerman, Howie Carpen, Tommy Tide, Todd Ant, Gary Stanley, Howard Cannon, Spencer Ross, Barry Landers, Howie Rose, Len Berman, Pat Summerall, Ed Ingalls, Gordon Williams, Ray Hoffman, Dean Shepard, Ken Pruitt, Joe Connolly, the CBS Radio Network, and its legions of correspondents, reporters, anchors, and commentators, Harry Reasoner, Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, The Osgood File. Now, what I did there was probably a huge mistake, because these are the people just off the top of my head. If I forgot you, I didn't forget you. This is all just happening so fast. But a special nod to one man who was a producer, a writer, reporter, and anchor over the years, and who had, and has, CBS in his blood, who maintains the most thorough and loving website of WCBS News Radio. And that's a man I'm proud to call my friend, Don Swaim. and thanks to all of his contributors, most notably John Landers, on the WCBS News Radio 88 Appreciation site. Go to it. It's amazing. Now, if we had hours, not just minutes left, we would name all the people you've never heard on the air, except in the credits, supporting those of us on the air and supporting journalism. The legions of people behind the scenes writing, producing, engineering are an innumerable and invaluable part of our history. Wicked smart people showing up at all hours, weekends, Thanksgiving, Christmas, so that whenever you turned on 880, you were closer to your world. The WCBS passion and pride spilled into a sales force that revered these call letters and the CBS legacy every bit as much as you and I do. Advocates for our craft, who showed advertisers how we, the audience, are smart, discerning, engaging, and caring. Caring. We have given our advertising dollars and our charitable dollars through so many hungerthons, for example. You held us to a high standard and let us know when we didn't hit the mark. All of us here knew that our audience is engaged and smart, and we knew to treat our audience with the respect that a well-informed, well-educated news consumer deserves. That's right, deserves. Our news desert is getting bigger and drier. And just like we should get a second medical opinion, we need to seek out more and more varied news sources that we trust, because getting your information without the bias and brainwashing in one place has given way to a fight to stay informed. With each closing newspaper, radio newsroom, TV newsroom, magazine, and now even digital news operations, the country we love is diminished. So as we leave the news ecosystem after 57 years of all news and 100 years of service on New York radio, we implore you to find that next trusted source. Use it, support it, in word and deed. It is the most patriotic thing you can do, and the most satisfying. To paraphrase a CBS News legend, good night and good luck. You will ask, why does this radio station mean so much? Why is the reaction the way it is? And I really can't speak for others. I can speak for myself. My parents split when I was 11. We split Christmas, and when I was at Dad's house, he gave me a clock. And this one had a beam at the top that shined the time onto the ceiling. I wanted to make sure it was set correctly, so I went to the station I heard in the back of the car, WCBS, to make sure the time was exactly right. And I listened and listened, and before long, I became hooked as a 12, 13-year-old. When I was 14, my dad drove me to the radio station in New York City during morning rush hour traffic, and he introduced me to the place I'm now signing off in 2024. Ray Martell, here's your last request. Chris Olivero, Ben Meverick, Ivan Lee, our bosses pushed for and got the authority to let us have our goodbyes, to have a last show. That's something very rare. I thank them for that. And I thank my dad for driving me into New York City in 1978. Parents, you never know what impact these random acts of love and attention may have on your children. I'm Wayne Cabot, and for the final time, this is WCBS, New York.
In New England.
Leverett to snap it back to May. A second down, a quick throw to the right. Harris comes back to May's catch. Runs away from an ankle tackle. Heads to the five. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
The call from 98.5, the Sports Hub, as the Commanders beat the Patriots. But the story was the New England quarterback situation. Jacoby Brissett started and played one series before leaving with a shoulder injury. Rookie Drake May came in and went 13 for 20 for 126 yards and a touchdown with no interceptions. Jaden Daniels had the night off for Washington. The Dolphins have cut quarterback Mike White, paving the way for Skylar Thompson to be the backup in South Florida. Now turning to baseball, we're in Kansas City. The Phillies overpowered the Royals in the rubber game of their series 11-3. That puts their lead over the Braves in the NL East to 6 after Atlanta's loss to Washington. The Orioles and Astros played in Sunday Night Baseball. Houston salvaged a split of the four-game series in Baltimore, winning by a count of 6-3.